her skin. I thought she made herself look a lot older just by just such great exposure to that hot sun. And I don't think even people who, and you'd hate to go just all oiled up on your face. I think sometimes people maybe rub some on the arms, something like that, but you'd hate to have your face all greased up. And I really think there's a little bit too much of it sometimes. Overdone.
It's so fashionable now that the parasols are disappearing.
Yes, I think that I think that before so much interest in suntans and all, I think they were used a lot more than they are now, because people now, well then don't you think too, the more people who ride and instead of walking anywhere, that's the difference too.
Yes.
Nobody walks anywhere.
No, that's
we may be walking though.
Would you tell me about the different steps in making up a bed, the different kinds of
you mean
kinds.
Bedding?
Yes, bedding.
Well, sheets and of course, and then blankets and bedspreads, and of course sometimes called counterpanes. You know, that is such a word, and comforts, which would be, you know, a kind of a something to more to put on the bed if you were going to take a nap in the daytime, more, or you could use them at night, you know, kind of that.
The comfort, would you just describe, please, how that is made, comfort?
Well, it would be like two layers of cloth with cotton between, or down. Down comforts are made with down in between the two layers.
And what are the ornamental ones with the buddies make?
You mean with
designs?
Do you mean like you'd say a patchwork? You don't mean
yes.
Patchwork?
Yes.
And then of course some of them are in cross stitch and all sorts of other ways of decorating.
The word comfort now is, you would call that a comfort even if it had this ornamental
stitching and curling, yes. Well, I have two eiderdown comforts that I just don't have any use for, because really I think they were just more used before people had as completely heated houses. I mean, if you had a room that was heated with a fireplace, maybe, and the fire went down, you could see how you'd need different cover from what you would now, where you can have it the way you want to. And I think, you know, I really don't think people are nearly as much inclined to want to sleep in awfully cold rooms. Do you remember that? There was a rage one time. People would be nearly frozen going out on sleeping porches, and it would be snowing on them all, and they thought they were just making themselves so healthy. And they said all that they doctors and people that treated them said that it promoted a lot of sinus trouble and all that.
Yes, I remember that very clearly.
To have it snow on your bed or anything like that was just really, you were just really doing the wonderful thing and the most helpful thing. You're just giving yourself.
I know a Scottish professor, Scotch Presbyterian, who to this day sleeps, and he must be, well,